From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Crypto Crime Report. Tribe DAO voted in favor of repaying the affected crypto users of the $80 million exploit on decentralized finance platform Rari Capital's liquidity pools, according to Cointelegraph. According to the description underneath the voting data, individual users will be paid back in Phi USD, while DAOs will be paid in DAI. Users would also have to sign a message releasing any liability. The vote was one of the final governance decisions for Tribe DAO, which has announced plans to wind down. From Cointelegraph, a self-described white hat hacker has uncovered a multi-million dollar vulnerability in the bridge linking Ethereum and Arbitrum Nitro. For their find, the hacker, who goes by the username Riptide, received a bounty of 400 Ether, which is worth over $536,500, despite the hack having the potential to net tens or even hundreds of millions worth of the cryptocurrency. Similar style bridge hacks have been successful for exploiters this year, notably the $100 million stolen from the Horizon Bridge in June and the recent Nomad Token Bridge incident in August. The official Twitter account of India-based crypto exchange CoinDCX was hacked and used by exploiters to post fake XRP promos partnered with phishing links in an attempt to scam its followers, Cointelegraph reports. Responding to the incident, CoinDCX warned users not to click any links or messages coming from the compromised account as officials work to remediate the situation. From TechCrunch, Wintermute, a leading crypto market maker, which counts Lightspeed Venture Partners, Pantera Capital, and Fidelity's Avon among its backers, have lost about $160 million in a hack of their decentralized finance operations. Officials say centralized finance and over-the-counter verticals weren't affected by the incident. However, lenders have been assured that if they wish to recall their loans, Wintermute will honor that. For more crypto crime coverage, visit cryptocrime.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.